Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist back with another session of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the next 2 hours. We've got some fine swinging sounds ahead of us, and we'll take a little break for the news at the top of the hour and be back for a second hour. Tonight, our highlight artist of the week is pianist Andre Previn. Andre was the real Renaissance man. A real maven. He was a jazz pianist. He also had many engagements as directors of symphony orchestras around the world. And he also was composed and arranged for all the major studios in Hollywood. But on top of that, he was a great jazz pianist. And he would drop out of the jazz scene for a while, go into the classical symphonies, and then he would do the Hollywood studio thing and then come back and do his jazz. So quite an accomplished guy. And we're going to lead it off with his album called After Hours on the Telarc label. And Andre is backed up by two of the best in the business, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. Here they do Harry Warren's composition, There'll Never Be Another You. Thank you. yes, it was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Andre Previn, doing Harry Warren's old classic, There'll Never Be Another You, backed up by Joe Pass on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. Now we're going to turn to one of my favorite tenor men, David Fathead Newman, and this is one of my favorite tracks by Fathead. Let's listen to Do Fathead Do Hard Times.
Thank you.
was tenor sax man David Fathead Newman leading a big band through a great thing that he put together called Hard Times. Now we're going to return to our spotlight artist of the week, pianist Andre Previn. And this is an album that Andre put together saluting that great stride pianist from the 30s and 40s, Fats Waller. And this is an album called The Fats Waller Songbook. Andre Previn does Fats Waller's famous composition, Ain't Misbehavin'. From the Fats Waller songbook, Fats's classic composition, Ain't Misbehavin', done by our highlight artist of the week, Andre Previn, skillfully and adeptly supported nicely by Shelly Mann on drums and Indianapolis's Gift to the String Bass on jazz. That's Leroy Vinegar. Now we're going to do something by alto sax man Lou Donaldson, and this is his version of Mac the Knife. Thank you. The alto sax sounds of Lou Donaldson doing Mac the Knife. Gonna return now to our highlight artist of the week, Andre Previn on piano, and this is from his Telarc album, where he's backed up by guitarist Mundo Low, and Ray Brown is back on bass. We played Ray Brown earlier in the show, backing up Andre Previn. And this is Harold Arlen's great tune, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Thank you. was Harold Arlen's great composition, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, done by our highlight artist of the week, Andre Previn on piano, skillfully and adeptly supported by Mundell Lowe on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. Okay, now it's time to dip into the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. And this is something that was done by Cannonball Adderley, great alto sax man, backed up by Bill Evans on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kaye on drums. Percy Heath and Connie Kaye, of course, were in the rhythm section of the Modern Jazz Quartet at this particular time. And this is a Riverside album that Cannonball cut, What Know What I Mean. And this is Gershwin's composition, Who Cares?
Thank you.
alto sax, backed up by Bill Evans on piano, doing George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Who Cares? I'm going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Andre Previn. And this is an album that he cut on the Contemporary label. Andre Previn and his pals. His pals are Shelly Mann on drums, Red Mitchell on bass. Do modern jazz performances of the songs from Pal Joy. Of course, the music for Pal Joy was written by Rodgers and Hart. And I'm looking at the liner notes, and it's really interesting. The year that he cut this album, it says it was a busy year. He completed his first symphony. He played an engagement at Chicago's London House and San Francisco's Black Hawk with his jazz trio, conducted at the Hollywood Bowl, and gave a recital of 20th century classical music in Paris, in addition to his work at the MGM Studios. The guy was really multi-talented. And so we're going to do something from Rodgers and Hart's score for Pal Joy. I think if any of you are old movie buffs, you'll see Pal Joy on Turner Classic Movies every once in a while. It includes Frank Sinatra, Rita Hayworth, and Kim Novak. Let's listen to I Could Write a Book.
Thank you.
Andre Previn and his pals play Pal Joey, the Rodgers and Hart compositions from the play of the same thing, musical of the same title, and his pals were Shelly Mann and Red Mitchell. Okay, we're going to do something by organist Shirley Scott, the queen of the Hammond B3 organ, and here she's doing Horace Silver's composition, The Preacher, and backed up by Henry Grimes on bass and Otis Finch on drums. Thank you. Horace Silver's composition, A Preacher, done by Hammond B3 organist Shirley Scott, backed up by Henry Grimes on bass, Otis Finch on drums. From her prestige album, Shirley Scott plays Horace Silver. That was a fine Hammond B3 rendition of that Horace Silver composition. Now, you've been listening to Feeling Jazz here for the better part of the last hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. But don't go away, because after about 5 minutes of news, we're going to be back with the second swinging hour of modern mainstream jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're going to close the show out with a little thing done by Benny Carter on alto sax. This is his composition, A Walking Thing, and it has an all-star aggregation that includes Ben Webster on tenor sax, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar. Let's listen to A Walking Thing.